the one thing I do not need to tell you is that it's back to school time. And, yeah, a couple of challenges, people struggling to get their kids in school. But even the basics tends to be a struggle sometimes. A lot of kids go to school, parents don't have the money to pay for the basics. Now, the founder of Sexy Socks, Dave Hutchinson, he is very interested in the socks side of things. Obviously, he started the business called Sexy Socks. But this business was not just started to sell great-looking socks. He did it so that you and I can help him raise money for those children who can't even afford socks to take to school. And that is his big drive. And I believe, Dave, thanks for joining us this morning. You're starting the year off with a bang. You've lined up six schools in the Franschhoek area.
Hi, morning, Kino. Yes. So we're quite excited. We're kicking off the year 2019 with Sock Drop, which is what we call it when we go out to the schools and give every pair of kids in the schools a brand new pair of school socks to start the year with.
Yep.
We've got six schools lined up in the Franschhoek area.
Okay.
Partnering through an NPO called Franco, which works in the Franschhoek communities. Yeah. And obviously the socks all come from the sales from last year. We had a great, in the lead up to Christmas, we gave away about 20,000 pairs of school socks. And now we're trying to start the year off on the right foot, so to speak.
What's your target for this year?
So this year we're looking to launch a campaign called the 100,000 Pair Challenge. Mm. And we'd like to see 100,000 pairs of school socks on school kids' feet by the end of the year. Now, obviously that's quite an audacious goal, and it's more than we've ever done before.
Yeah.
But you know, through the support that we've seen in the last couple of years from our everyday customers ordering online, our customers walking into stores and buying them from stores, and then the support of great corporates. We've had the likes of Radisson Red, we've had R&B, we've had...
How they supported you?
So they come on board and they sort of work with us. We design a range of socks for them, which they generally use as their corporate gifting or to give to their customers or their clients. And obviously the more corporates that we can get on board, that's the only way that we're going to hit that 100,000 okay. pair challenge this year.
Well, you're at the right place. A lot of corporates listen to the show each and every morning. So if you happen to be a CEO, chief marketing officer, marketing manager, you name it, we'll hook you up with Dave. So how do people get hold of you?
They can drop us a mail at getsexy@sexysocksSA.com or find us on our website, which is sexysocksSA.com.
Getsexy@sexysocksSA.com.
Absolutely.
I love that. But one of the best email addresses. Once again, for those, if you're listening to Dave Hutchinson this morning and it's the first time you've heard of Sexy Socks and you'd like to find out more about it, the website, I would imagine, would be a good place to go. You can also buy there.
Yeah, you can buy there. For those that are discovering Sexy Socks for the first time, what we do is we do funky bamboo socks. But the main driver behind our business is that for every single pair that we sell, we give a pair of school socks to a child in need. Okay. And we use that as an opportunity to get into schools and talk to kids about entrepreneurship.
Dave, I love the work you do. We'll continue supporting the work you do. And I'm encouraging you as a corporate to get hold of Dave. And let's make it, never mind 100,000, let's try and make it 200,000. Let's make that
would be amazing.
Goal even hairier. And more audacious. There we go. Thank you very much for joining us, Dave Hutchinson, the founder of Sexy Socks.